This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of The Quocast. In this one, I get to talk all the way to Australia, which I haven't done since 2011 when I spoke to one Alan Lancaster. But that's a story for another day. Today, I'm talking to a guy that's got a brand new single out, which is Quo Connected in a way. And I've known about this guy for a long time. He's been around. He's released an album. He's released an EP. It's all great stuff. We're going to talk about it. Welcome to the podcast, Ricky Owen. But for the first question, I should ask, all the way over there in Australia, how did you get into Status Quo?
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. How did I get into Quo? Well, I grew up with a father who's really into the British rock scene. So I've got lots of favorite rock bands like The Who, Status Quo, The Beatles, all that sort of stuff. So I was sort of brought up on all that. Quo was just sort of like the main thing that we listened to in the house. And I just sort of grew up watching the music videos, listening to it. Yeah, going to the gigs eventually. And I've been a fan ever since I was like two. So it's been a bit of a constant in my life for ages.
Yes, because they tour Australia occasionally, but they've not really done it that much, have they?
No, not too often. I think the first gig I ever went to here was probably on the Heavy Traffic tour. That was maybe like 2002-03, around then. I think I've been on I've gone to every tour since then. So it's been about maybe 5 or 6, I think. I can't remember really, but yeah, I've enjoyed it each time. It's great.
Yes. Now, obviously, as we mentioned, you're a musician. You've been doing it for some time. Did they encourage you to pick up the guitar? Was it their music?
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely Status Quo. I remember, God, I've been into music and playing guitar and all sorts of instruments really since I was about 3. So like, there's old videos of me that will hopefully never see the light of day, of me like with a ponytail on top of my head trying to be Francis in front of the TV. Yeah, I've picked up guitar at like maybe 6, and I got into it properly at maybe 10. And I've been playing and recording ever since, really.
Your new single is called Tough It Out, and it's written by John David. As some Quo fans will know, he has written songs for Quo over the years, Rolling Home, All That Counts Is Love, Party Ain't Over Yet, Kick Me When I'm Down, and a string of others as well, too many to mention. How did you get involved with John David?
Well, it was kind of luck, really. I like, obviously, I was a massive fan of Quo, still am, and I knew of the connection with John David and a few of the songs he's written for Quo. And I'm in between albums at the moment, and I can't really do any gigging because of the current lockdown. But yeah, just to keep myself busy, I wanted to release something. As I said, I'm in between albums, so everything I've been writing at the moment has been sort of with that second album in mind. So it's all sort of geared towards that. And I didn't really want to release anything from that just now. So I, just on the off chance, I knew of John's studio, Berry Hill, and I thought I'd just try and get in contact with him and see if he had anything that I could give a go. He's got his website, the Bandcamp website, where he uploads his songs, and he's got maybe, at the time he had 3 albums, he's got another 4th one out there now, just of his original demos of the songs, and it's great to listen to, especially to hear the Quo ones, and you get to hear how they started out, where they came from. And he had 2 songs on there called Tough It Out and She's Got It was the other one. I really liked both of those, and I thought they would be great fun to have a go at in the studio. I pretty much just asked him flat out if you'd mind if I gave him a go, and he was all for it. And he kept up the constant email contact throughout the whole process of recording. I sent him the occasional unfinished version of the song to see what he thought of it, and he was all for it. And he was really, really helpful throughout the whole process. So it was good to have that contact, and hopefully the single's all the better for it. So
Quo fans will know of that album because the album of which that demo comes from has got a lot of Quo demos on it, as you say. And I've heard that demo so many times. And hearing your version you've kind of taken elements of it and you've added some of your own flair. And if I might say, some kind of Quo type touches as well.
Yeah, I think it's either a strength or a weakness, depending on where you're coming from, of mine to add that Quo angle to things. People who have listened to it so far, like not many, just a few people that I know and a few music promotion people, have heard it and have said that it sounds like it's got a bit of that 80s Quo thing because of the little synth touch I added to it, but it's still very guitar driven, so hopefully that rock edge comes through still.
Well, I'd noticed the synth, the sort of horns on the production. Yeah, that really drives it forward, because that's not in John David's original demo.
No, and that was just an accident. I was actually messing around with a new recording program, and it came with all these presets, and I thought, oh, I'll give the trumpet synth a go. It wasn't an actual trumpet. It's just a synth with the, like, vaguely similar trumpet sound. So I just stuck it on there and it sounded pretty good, so I kept it, and John liked it, I liked it, so yeah.
Was there anything that you tried in the recording process that just didn't work?
First of all, when I messaged John and asked if it was okay if I gave it a go, he's like, yeah, go for it, all for it. And he sent me over the lyrics, and which was great help. I sort of had to figure out the whole song by ear, like I usually do whenever I do a cover of any sort. Just listening to the different, trying to pick apart the different layers of guitar was quite difficult because there's so much in the song. And the main riff I had to figure out, I went through a few different versions of that because each time I tried it, I thought, yeah, that sounds good, that sounds right. Then I recorded it and it sounded completely off. A lot of trial and error on that part. I've recorded all the guitars maybe 3 times right through just because I wasn't happy with the way I was playing. And it took 3 goes, so yeah. Also, the bass, I should mention, and as an example of John's help during this whole process, I recorded the whole song, it was all ready, all good to go, and it wasn't mixed, so I sent off a rough draft to John to have a quick listen to, and he emailed back with a few helpful suggestions that he had done in the original demo, just extending like a few bass notes in the chorus and stuff like that to give it more of a rolling, rocking feel. And I took his word and I went ahead and I did that, and it sounded all the better for it. It was really, really good. And yeah, really helpful. So there was a few things. It was a bit of trial and error, but we got there in the end.
What I've heard is extremely strong and, like you say, very 80s Quo, but you do have your own style, because as we mentioned previously, you released an album quite recently. I mean, how did this differ from that?
It was a hugely different process for me. The album is my first proper professional release, and it's called My Favorite Reflection, and it's out pretty much everywhere online if you want to check it out. Yeah, that whole process, the main difference was the fact that I didn't write this new song. So I didn't have complete creative control over how it went. But neither, I didn't really need that anyway, because the song was so great. I wanted to do it pretty much how John did it, just with my own little twist. My album, I guess the songs are a bit more experimental with a Quo backing. It's very, yeah, Status Quo is sort of the backbone, no pun intended, of every sort of musical song or project that I work on, and then I just build it up from there with all these different influences. But yeah, I'd say the biggest difference was probably the fact that I didn't write the song, so yeah.
That album, as you say, there are some very long songs on there. I mean, that must be quite hard to work everything out, so certainly as you're just by yourself.
Yeah, well, the one thing like that I'm most proud about that first album, My Favorite Reflection, is that it is completely me. And I don't know if it sounds big-headed of me or anything, but I was really adamant on recording everything from start to finish of that album was all me, like writing it, recording it, producing it, eventually performing it. Yeah, it was a great process. The song The Hunter which is the first song. It's probably the longest on the album, I think. It's just about nearly 8 minutes. There were so many different guitar tracks in that song that it's easy to get lost when recording that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I did maybe four demos of that song beforehand, just of different keys, different techniques here and there. Yeah, so it took a lot of practice to get some of them down, so I didn't get lost in the end. It took a lot of practice, really.
The Hunter is a great track, and for Quo fans, there is a lot of sort of Quo in there, isn't there? I mean, it's not a shuffle or anything like that, but it's certainly got those sort of jigs and reels that Francis loves so much. That's kind of the vibe I got from it.
Yeah, definitely, especially that outro. It's got a lot of the sort of English folk influence there, I guess, with that little outro jig. Little Lies is probably the most Quo sounding track on there, just because of that. It's probably the shortest track on the album as well. I think it's about 2.5 minutes.
Yes, yeah, it's 2 minutes 45 seconds. I've got it in front of me.
Great sync material.
Of course, you did an EP before that had earlier versions of some of the tracks. Was that a creative decision?
I did the EP. I always wanted to put out the album, and that was the end goal. I was working towards putting the album out eventually. And I sort of just felt like taking what I'd recorded so far and just putting that out there as a bit of a teaser, really, more than anything, just to sort of show people, hey, this is what I'm working on. If you like this, you can expect more of this in a more finished product. You know what I mean? The EP was very unfinished in a way, but it was meant as a bit of a teaser, just to show people what was to come.
That's your album, which is called My Favorite Reflection, and your EP, which is Where Do You Go to Pretend? Both great. I do recommend them. Just before I let you go, I need to, you know, this is the Quocast. I'm going to need to talk to you a little bit about your likes in the Quo camp. I mean, which album do you sort of go to the most? I don't like asking which is your favorite, because everyone always says, well, no, they've all got something. But which one do you find yourself kind of gravitating towards more?
Honestly, it changes all the time. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Just Supposing. I've been listening to that album a lot. I don't know why I've gravitated to that lately, but usually I honestly enjoy every single period Quo I've been through, especially like I really like the, I know it's not as favorable among the hardcore fan base, but I really like the 80s stuff, the 90s stuff. It's all great to me. But my favorite would probably at the moment would have to be Blue For You. I think the production on that and the songs are just 10 out of 10, I think.
Kind of bluesy in places and really kind of raw. I mean, your kind of style is kind of a mixture of the two, isn't it? Kind of part raw, part polished.
Definitely. I try and get it as raw. Like, I don't try and get everything, especially with singing, I don't try and get everything as perfect as it can be. I don't use auto-tune. I don't use any of that sort of stuff. I like that 70s rawness, especially in those early Quo albums, like Dog of Two Head and all that, where everything was really basically live. You know, it was just like played in the studio, and yep, no overdubs, let's send that out. that's how it is. And I really like that sort of rawness, so I try and do that, and I combine it with what would be acceptable in the modern music industry, I guess, because if you do that today, people would be like, you know, it sounds unfinished. But yeah, everything's so polished these days, you have to sort of do a bit of it, I guess.
Well, in the Quo camp, you started to see that sort of in the mid-80s when they came back. There was a lot more overdubs, a lot more synthesizer, and a few extra kind of replacements and other bits and pieces. But as you say, that also has its merits.
Yeah, and listening to, like for someone who loves Quo, like us, and I guess everyone listening, something and me as a recording artist as well, listening to and watching something like John Eden's Rockin' All Over the World YouTube channel, he's got all the behind the scenes videos of the remix and stuff. It's just the amount of tracks that went into those songs, especially songs that aren't as loved in the fan base, like Baby Boy. It had so many different layers to it. It's just amazing to see what actually goes into the songs.
I know what you mean. That really put forward just how many layers and stuff. But as a producer, like, how many layers is too many?
I'm not sure. I was actually also speaking to, I can't remember who it was exactly, but someone who worked with Quo recently on the, I want to say the Backbone album, but it could have been the Quid Pro Quo album. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It was a while ago I was talking. And he was talking about how Francis in his studio had just upgraded. It was a bit, this is a bit of recording talk, but he's been using the program Logic Pro 10 instead of Pro Tools, which is sort of the industry standard, and he's upgraded all of his studio to sort of work with Logic. He was talking about how they needed so many tracks on a few of the songs that they had to max out the RAM on the computer, so they had to keep upgrading everything.
Do you have a favorite Quo song?
Favorite Quo song? Well, I've always loved The Power of Rock, especially the live version of that. I don't know why. It's just so powerful. If I had to choose probably an all-time favorite, maybe Lonely Man. I really like that one.
Yes, and you did a cover of that a couple of years back, didn't you? Yes.
Yeah, I did. And I'm actually, today, it's only, like we were talking before, it's late over where you are, but it's quite early here. I'm going to probably work on a new Quo cover, maybe. So I've got to pick a song.
Yes, well, I'm sure everybody will be looking forward to seeing that pop up in their YouTube feed. Ricky Owen, Tough It Out is available right now. If people want to find out more information, they can go to facebook.com/RickyOwenOfficial. That's Ricky Owen Official. You can also search you up on YouTube, and the song as well as the album and the EP are all available from your favorite music distributors. Hopefully I've got everything in there. I've been practicing that. Yes, thank you very much for joining us today, Ricky, and all the best for the single.
No problem, thank you.